I've been going to these downtown festivals. I mean, this has been 15, 20 years ago, and I would go to these downtown events that were going on, and all the bands that I would see down there would be bands that they brought in from somewhere else. They were tribute bands. At that time, I was just turning 21, and I was young, and I'd been going out to the bars and seeing a lot of these great local bands that I was really impressed with that are original local Springfield acts, and I was flabbergasted that we didn't see our local bands down here playing these outdoor events that were going on. And so it was a dream of mine. I just developed this idea. Finally, it's actually 8 years ago. This is our ninth event. I went out and got a $5,000 loan, got a little bit of help from Downtown Springfield Incorporated on people to contact. Just went at it.
And so tell us a little bit about the bands that will be playing. It's been said that up to 80 bands have applied in any given year, but you have to narrow that down to a little over 20 bands, I think. So just tell us a little bit about the older acts that have been reappearing throughout the years and will be there, as well as the new.
In years past, 80 or more than 80 bands have tried to perform at the festival, or have at least submitted their band to play. And if I could play them all, I would, because they're all great and they're all local. Unfortunately, we only have 24 slots. One band that's been there every year since the first year is The Station, and they're a fairly large band, and they've toured nationally, and they're, I think all the guys were from Chatham originally, but now they all reside here in Springfield. That's still local, it counts. Tom Irwin and his band, other than when he's been out touring or doing something else, has played the festival.
I could be floating on a boat to France, or down at Tuxhorn's barn dance. I am not sad nor forlorn. I'm sitting here shucking corn.
Park, which is a great hometown legendary band, played in Warped Tour and a lot of other events, and just toured around and have recording contracts under their belt. A very talented band are making their first appearance this year, and we're really excited about that. Really, there's something for everybody.
This event benefits a local charity. Tell us about that.
I consider SoHo the volunteers, the performers, which totals over 200 people. We have about 100 volunteers and about 100 performers. And we all come together, and the idea, the reason that the bands aren't paid and the reason that the volunteers are volunteering, other than it's a good time, is to raise money for the Minnie O'Brien Crisis Nursery, which is a wonderful organization, small local charity right here in Springfield that helps families that are in need, you know, if they have a problem, if they are in housing crisis, or, you know, something happens with their daycare provider, or they have any sort of trouble and children need a place to go where they're safe and taken care of, they can be taken to Minnie O'Brien, and Minnie O'Brien takes them in. They are a small organization, and they've lost some grant money over the past couple of years, and also they were getting a lot of money from the State Farm Classic that used to be here in Springfield, and since they've moved, that was a pretty good part of their budget as well. So they really do depend on us and other events to help raise money for their organization, and we're very proud to have them as our charity. And they run a children's area down at the festival, and we continue to expand that year after year. This year, we've brought on inflatables. We're going to have a big giant slide, basketball challenge game. We have face painting all day on Saturday. They've also got crafts for the kids.
We know that this event has inspired the mayor to think about, anyway, a curfew, a 9:30 curfew maybe for live music events that happened last year. Tell us what happened with that proposal and how it's going to affect this year's festival, if at all.
Last year, that was quite a surprise that we were about a month away from the festival occurring, and we were submitting all our requests and getting our permits lined up, and then we found out through the grapevine, through sources at the city, that the mayor was instilling a 9:30 curfew for live music, loud amplified music downtown, which is the basis of our event. So a lot of people, once they caught wind, came together and emailed the mayor's office and made phone calls. We got Corey Jobe involved. Once he found out, he sort of championed it and made a plea to the mayor to at least allow Soho to continue as scheduled for last year. So we ran till midnight, as we always had in years past. As far as this year goes, the mayor came forward at a press event and said that he was going to allow all events to go till midnight, just that alcohol sales had to stop at 11:30. Last year, he was going to allow us to sell alcohol till midnight, but the music had to stop at 9:30. We generally, as an organization, stop selling our alcohol at 11:45 regardless, because we want things to wind down.
One other change we know of this year that's happening is the location. Tell us a little bit about why that is.
Yeah, we're moving temporarily. We've been vacated, and it's not because of roaches. We've actually run into this problem before. I think it was 6 years ago. We had a scheduling conflict with the Civil War reenactment that happens on the old state capitol grounds. It's a medical encampment. They've got state grants, and it's something that's scheduled through the state of Illinois at the old state capitol. And so we had a scheduling conflict because we would have been right on top of them. If you're downtown, it's still very close to the old state capitol, and all of our materials and marketing things have a picture of the old state capitol on it. So at least we're close. If you're at the old state capitol, it's just on the southeast corner. And then, but it's going east towards the Hilton and the Abraham Lincoln Museum. But, you know, I mean, really, if more people show up, they can fit in there. We have plenty of security. But, you know, it's, I don't think we're going to have to turn anybody away. I think we'll be just fine. We have plenty of space there. It could get cozy late at night, but I think that just makes for a good event.